Brad Stevens is getting crushed. The GM, they obviously wanted Jaylen Brown out of the building. Jaylen Brown, I had two NBA sources tonight, two people in the league, one an executive, one a scout, say that Jaylen Brown has, it's a disease. He suddenly thinks he's the smartest guy in every room he's in.
I hate that. Like, I really do. Like, that,
what a hit jump.
Like, that is...
wonder who those scouts and executives work for.
How dare you be an educated human being? Like, that to me, like, that really pissed... You can talk a lot of trash on the guy.
He's got a disease.
Yeah, a disease.
He thinks highly of himself.
Come on, Colin Cowherd.
How dare you like yourself?
There's enough to talk trash on Jaylen Brown about. I mean, this was my favorite season. It's as bad as it gets. Which, by the way, it's Rich Ken and Ted Johnson here on WEEI, 617-779-7937. Also, you can leave us a message over there on the Odyssey app by pressing the microphone button, except it's not a message for us. That is a message, of course, for Mr. Brad Stevens and the ownership group. We'll be playing those in a little bit. But to your point, all the slander that's going on about Jaylen Brown, that article about his numbers, you know, off the floor are better than when he's on the floor, that's pretty funny and it's interesting, even though my eyes have seen him be the best player during a championship run. But to your point, Stiz, a lot of people are agreeing with you, Stiz, on this statement that Jaylen Brown just released. You thought that there was a part of this that was a shot at Jason Tatum, and some of the listeners are agreeing with you. There's one line in here where he's saying goodbye. If you don't know, Jaylen Brown just released a statement on his social media. It's fairly long, but basically it's pretty, you know, like, hey, I loved being here. I'm still processing it all. And then at one point he says, saying goodbye isn't easy when you've invested your heart into something. I'm big on respect, and actions speak louder than words. To the people of Boston, thank you. To the community I built here, I love you, blah, 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 blah. But that line right there, Stiz, that's the one that you said stood out, correct?
Immediately. As you were reading that and I was reading along with you, that, you know, saying goodbye isn't easy. So he's talking about, I love Boston, man. I really loved it. My heart's here. I'm big on respect, and actions speak louder than words. To me, that's almost him, like, subliminally saying why he had to go. He wasn't feeling respected,
yep.
And actions speak louder than words.
But why Tatum? But I don't know. Why is it Tatum?
I'm not saying I didn't say who it was. It could be Tatum. It could be Brad. It could be ownership. I don't know.
I got to chuckle at that. I mean, part of this respect thing, and he's always wanted to, you know, he wants something that you got to earn. Mm-hmm. You can't just demand it.
Well, yeah. You want a title.
Do you know what shows respect? Money. He was the highest paid player in the NBA 3 years ago.
Yeah, but that's another report. They weren't going to give him the 2 year extension.
You know what? Okay, but they probably overpaid for you a few years ago, and so now you're complaining that you're not getting a 2 year extension 3 years in advance.
That's another thing that article says, is that they broke down the numbers and they say by the numbers, Tatum is the most overpaid player in the NBA.
No, Jaylen Brown is.
I'm sorry, not Tatum. Jaylen Brown. Yeah, Jaylen Brown. Yeah. Most overpaid player according to those numbers, which I can't wait to have that author on because, as I said, he should be a lawyer. Because by the time I was done reading, I'm like, yeah, man, Jaylen Brown does suck. And then I had to kind of slap myself. No.
Are they going
to
retire Jaylen Brown's number?
Ooh,
I don't think they should.
That's a good question.
Yeah,
I don't think they should.
They will.
Would you even give them like a tribute video when it comes back?
Give a tribute video. Give them a tribute video.
Ted,
talk about the disrespect.
Ted, think about, okay, put his numbers up against like KG, and KG's numbers retired.
Yeah.
So they got to. They've got to do that. But that's a great question because it also depends on how he left the organization. Because one could argue, is Ray Allen's not retired, right?
No.
Yeah, but Ray Allen... You know, his numbers are
It'll get retired.
Big.
I'm not sure he deserves, but there's probably 3 or 4 to 5 to 6 Celtics players that have their numbers retired that probably don't deserve
that. That's true. I think we all agree on that. Let's go to Mark on line one. Mark, what's happening, man? How's it going?
Hey, I just wanted to say, like, there's no reason to do this trade right now. Like, I feel like they rushed it because of JT's ego and Brad's ego. Like, JT's always been fragile. Like, he always wants to be Finals MVP. He always wants to be the guy. And honestly, I think Brad probably heard some of those comments about Gordon Hayward back in 2019 and how Jaylen Brown had that interview where he laughed at the fact that Brad had this favoritism. And, you know, I feel like they just wanted him out of the building.
Oh, that's
like,
true.
There was no reason to do it right
Mark,
now.
Mark, it's such a good point. There was one Jaylen video where he's – Brad Stevens' name comes up and they're all laughing at him. They don't come out and say it. It's Jalen and a bunch of his buddies, and they all start cracking up, right? Like them at the Brad Stevens name mention. And I do wonder, and you think about this, you allowed Philly, by trading him now, to build an entire powerhouse around him. They just signed Simons. I just saw somebody say that LeBron would have no trouble playing with Jalen.
Yeah.
All that stuff about Bron, he's water under the dam.
I read that too.
So, like, why not wait a month and let Philly figure out what they're doing, you know, screw up their whole offseason plan? You just laid out the red carpet for them.
Was the story getting too big? Was the story just getting – it was just – that it was kind of to a – there's just too much stress, too much – I don't know. Too many people talking about it. They just said, you know what, screw it. Let's just end this now and get it done.
I think they were leaning towards getting rid of him anyway because of the money. It sure does sound that way. I do believe that they were like, we'll pay for Giannis because that seems like a recipe for a championship. But if you don't get Giannis, we got to get rid of Jaylen Brown because the two of you aren't working together without any other big kind of trade. But I believe, I'm sorry, just to answer your question, I believe that that extra stuff made it easier to make that decision.
Okay. If you, theoretically, thinking if you wait till August, do you think you're going to get a better or worse deal if you wait longer?
I don't see it get much worse than what they got.
I don't think you think it's going to get, usually it doesn't get better the longer you wait. That's the only thing. I mean, can you imagine doing trades in the NFL offseason, in late, June versus, in May? It's the big, that's a big difference.
Does this remind you of the Bledsoe trade in the division?
Yes.
Because I think that's fascinating, Rich.
Yes.
They would just send them to the Sixers who just beat you. Yep. They're in your division.
Yep. That tells you that they had zero problem, that they know Jalen's weaknesses, they know exactly why they're giving him up, and that they have no problem giving them to Philly, who they play four times a year and is in their division. They're not worried about Jaylen Brown on that team because they feel like they know, like, just like Belichick had no problem trading Bledsoe to Buffalo. Yeah, I know how to defend him. We got this.
617-779-7937. Let's go to Paul in Abington. What's up, Paul? How's it going?
Hey, good afternoon, gentlemen. I got a question for Ted, but my first point I just mentioned to the guy taking the calls. And I'm in my 50s. I don't know what's more. I don't know if the word disappointment is big, but Larry Bird winning only three titles or Jason and Jalen only winning one. All this hype, everything else included. You know, I know they had whatever it's been 8 or 9 years together, but and great, they won one in the 8 years. But it's just the fact that all that hoopla or everything else that, you know, and listen, they were missing pieces, they needed other things. 24 worked out with the health of Kristaps at the time, even though he didn't, you know, really make it through the finals, but, you know, having Holiday and all the other pieces included. But my question to Ted, being a former athlete, I'm going to go back to when the whole talk was going on about possibility of Giannis and Brown being traded, is that when you're a player and you hear your name brought up in numerous trade conversations, even go back to Kevin Durant and then Giannis, do players... I would like to believe that players must sit there and think, man, I'm involved in a lot of trade talks. That's great for my well-being, I guess, is the best way to put it, best thing I can think of. We all know it's a business. No matter what happens in life, Brown gets traded. Who knows when Tatum, if he stays here the rest of his career or not. But it's all ultimately a business. And I know that when Chisholm bought this team 2 years ago, or just under 2 years, I said to myself, I go, I have a hard time believing that he's going to keep Brown and Tatum together.
Yeah, Paul, it's weird, too, because when you take a look at the what's truly running this team, like this ownership setup is now, we're starting to learn that it's not just, he's the face of it. It's like Bill Chisholm's the face of it.
Yeah. But it's handpicked to be the face.
Handpicked to be the face, but it's this private equity group, the Sixth Street Private Equity Group. Right. That
has the real power.
They're the real power. And if you run a team like an equity group, unfortunately, winning isn't your priority. It's making money. And it's also, like, I mean, the private equity way is cost-cutting. Like, that is right out of the private equity playbook. And if you take a look at what they did, there isn't a lot, there isn't a huge difference in the value of your organization when you win a championship and when you don't win a championship, if you do it cost-effectively. And they're looking at the bottom line. That's why you're not going to see any kind of team that has a private equity that is attached to it, or is making the decisions at least, extending players for a long amount of time, because they would just assume put together a quality team that sells tickets but isn't expensive and doesn't do like what Wick did, where they went all in.
Now,
like the money they spent for that was insane.
They did have some private equity because Steve Pagliuca was with Bain Capital, which was a private equity firm. It's not like they didn't have any private equity behind them, but for whatever reason, it just seemed like Wick was so passionate. And I think Pags, too, to a point. You kind of think back and like, man, I wish Pags had won the deal. He was pissed they didn't give it to him.
Yep.
Remember? Mm-hmm. He thought he had the best offer.
Absolutely. All right. 617-779-7937. By the way, there are some people who think this is a good idea. This is a good trade, as a matter of fact.
Okay.
Well, they're going to love our guest at 4 o'clock. He's the one who wrote that article that was all about how Jaylen Brown really isn't any good at all. And as they said, by the
should
time,
be in the G League.
It's a great article. I told Ted when he sent it to me, I'm like, this is a really well-written article. If I ever get in trouble with the law, I'm hiring this guy. He had me believing. And then I snapped out of it. It was like under like a spell. But we will have him on at 4 o'clock and take your calls as well. Not going anywhere. Back in 2 minutes.